Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Pollard up the middle, goal line, touchdown!
The Packers are down by 14.
I just had a feeling we're going to win this game.
Touchdown, Green Bay!
I'm a man with a plan, and this time you understand that.
The Packers are back in it!
We're going over.
I thought we needed to go for it.
Fourth and three from the 35, it's incomplete!
Just didn't convert.
There was a lot of demons that were exercised today.
Dagger! And the Packers have ended the five-game losing streak.
There were a lot of things that we turned around today.
The NFL puts out on a weekly basis. It's a roller coaster ride. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. Take us with you live. We're on ESPNU. You can download the podcast. We're on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And joined now by the great Rex Ryan. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. Morning, Coach.
Good morning, Max, and I appreciate that introduction. And the longer I'm out of the game, the better I get. So the great Rex Ryan, okay Rex Ryan there for a while.
We got the same with Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, there you go. Great point.
Hey, Rex, though, before we get going, let me ask you a question about coaching. So in your secondary, your defense, you got calls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Does the defensive back make his own decision on whether or not he's going to press or play off when man-to-man? Is that his discretion? Or is that something that you say you should do?
No, I mean, during the week, you're talking about those things during the week on your press, off, whatever, press fail, all those different type of techniques. But I always felt that if that guy's out there, he's the one that has to get it done. He knows what you need, so you give him that option.
Okay.
Now, if there's some guys that you know are really brave, but can't handle the top of a thing,
okay,
then it's hell no, get your tail back. But we even had it to the point where, Key, we would put – I had Dennis Thurman. I have one of the best of all time with me, all right, as a coach. There are times when we had younger guys or whatever, guys that we truly didn't trust at times as much. No, you're going to be on our sideline. And Dennis would literally sit back and say, no, bail home. Like he would tell the guy, bail, play off, play, press the guy, whatever it is. Because sometimes it's like, they're like a Revis guy. I never cared.
Yeah.
I never cared.
Do
like,
you want.
Yeah, you just do your thing. But there are sometimes there's guys that are better at a press bail. There's guys that are better at off. There's guys that are better at press. So you kind of leave it to that individual.
He had a question about the defense. He asked the defensive guru, Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst. Rex, I don't know if you heard about it, but we're giving away on KGM. It's the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day through December 7th, right? It's $2,500 an hour. So the way it works is we have a winning word every hour. People hear it. They text it to 777-000-777-000, and they enter for their chance to win $2,500. We've given it away so far to 9 people, right? It's been 9 people so far. And today, right now, this hour, because you're on the show, the winning word is, we're going to give it right away, defense.
There we go.
Text defense, DEFENSE, to 777-000.
Now, if you're a Canadian, would you spell it differently?
Yeah, that's right. But
I don't know.
Can I ask you about defense? Because obviously everybody's going to go to the Dallas game last night, whether Mike McCarthy made the right decision by going for it on fourth down. But that defense, man, like that Russian defense, you talk about like Packers got over 200 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
Destroyed them on the ground. Like, that's concerning. It was more concerning about Dan Quinn more so than the decision of Mike McCarthy going forward on fourth down. How did you feel about the game?
Well, I felt this. I mean, I was shocked, number one, that Green Bay ran for as many yards as they did. But the thing that shocked me the most is they ran the ball 62% of the time. I've never thought a Green Bay Packer team with Aaron Rodgers would do that. I've been screaming for it all season, but they did. And here's the other thing I'm shocked about. Dallas, and I've said it the whole year, that this is a team that's built to win games, to close out games when they have a lead because of that ferocious pass rush. What Green Bay showed us was, you know what, we're still going to stay the course. We're still going to run the football and protect our quarterback. Gives us the best opportunity to win. even though they were down 14, you know, points or even more than that. Guys, here's a stat that blew me away because Himbo's amazing, as you guys know. Dallas was 195-0 when leading by 14 or more points.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter.
In the third quarter.
The third quarter?
Third quarter, which is the craziest stat I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's not there anymore.
And it ain't there anymore. They got the big one on the other side. But it was I got to give LaFleur credit because I haven't seen it all year. I've been screaming for him to put Aaron Rodgers underneath center and run the ball and play action. That'll give you separation with your receivers, as Key knows. But they did it. They find it. Aaron Rodgers threw 20 passes, and the game went in overtime. 20 passes.
My recipe. We don't need to throw the ball everywhere all the time.
Amen.
If we run the ball and our quarterback don't turn it over and don't make any mistakes and our defense plays solid, you'll get out of there.
Coach.
You'll get out with a W
Coach,
all the time.
He kept saying that, and it's the Bill Parcells kind of, right?
Amen.
And so we wanted to put
school.
That. We, no question. School. Yeah, same school. Same school. Rex Ryan. And we wanted to put that to the test because it sounds good, but is it true? So we looked up. We fixed it at under 30 pass attempts, under 250 yards, top 10 defense that week, right? And we compared that to top 10 defense, but with no turnovers.
Right.
And we compared that to top 10 defense, but over 30 passes, over 250 yards, and we didn't look at the turnovers. Maybe you had one, maybe you didn't, right? And the one that Key likes, that you like, that Bill Parcells likes, is winning more than 75% of their games,
right.
And the other's like 500. It's not like we're making it up. The results are true. The analytics, in other words, say it's true.
Yeah, but
the
analytics doesn't want to hear that from us because we're looked at as old heads. Well, no, we want to win. We know how to win games. And when you do this, it's the formula. Hey, by the way, how did Tampa look when they ran it 44 times against Seattle?
How did a high school coach that appeared on KJM named Jeff Saturday look against the Raiders? With a quarterback throwing it less than 30 times and a running back rushing for over 100.
And it's the way,
pretty damn
it's
good.
The way you do it, too.
Good.
The fact that Jeff Saturday was like, you know, I asked the guys, did they want to do it? Sounded a lot like Dable. He wasn't getting up there with a phony, I'm a tough guy, we're going to do it my way thing. He has a certain philosophy, but he gets everyone on board and brings them with him. I thought Jeff was great.
I thought it was, too. I thought it was interesting how in his press conference he talked about empowering people. He empowered his coaches and all that to make it. But as an old school coach, as much as I like Jeff Saturday, I'm still like, damn, are you kidding me? You're going to hire a guy that's never coached? Like, what the hell? But
hey. We
know the one thing is it's a figurehead, but he's also a guy that has a message that clearly got to his players, and they played with a lot more passion than
that's
than
my
did.
Dude. No Jeff Saturday slander on this show.
Hey, real quick before we get out of here, what are your thoughts on the Raiders right now with Josh McDaniels?
Well, I think it's interesting. I tell you that one of the most powerful press conferences I've seen in years was Derek Carr's. But Derek Carr, when he sat in there and he's crying on the deal and he talked about all these type of deals, to me was – he was talking to the locker room. He's trying to get this team behind the coach, it sounded like to me. And where clearly there's people in that locker room that apparently aren't with it. So I think it's going to be interesting to see
what happens.
In
the locker room or in the front office?
He was speaking to the locker room. He was speaking to the locker room.
See, I thought it sounded like he was talking to the front office.
That's what Jay said earlier, but it sounded to me like he was talking about.
Maybe I
got to
hear it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I do too, because I thought he was talking to his locker room.
Huh. That is Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst, who, in his honor,
man,
we have made the winning word of this hour. We're giving away $2,500 every hour on this show.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
We have made the winning word defense. Text DEFENSE to 777-000-777-000. You're entered for your chance to win. We'll do it every weekday from now until the end of the show on December 7th. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Thanks, as always, Coach.
My pleasure, guys.
Coming up, you heard Coach talk about it. Justin Jefferson. That catch, holy, is that the greatest catch ever? Is Justin Jefferson, did he just announce that he is the best wide receiver in the NFL? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
What did Key see this weekend?
Doesn't look good. I can tell you that.
It's time for Key's Observations.
Key Observations here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today. See all the ways you could save. Take it away, Key.
Well, it's Key Observation. I'm waiting on the numbers.
Number one.
Number one, my key observations this past weekend. Justin Jefferson, you could make the argument, and I'm sure many will after yesterday's performance up in Buffalo for the Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson, that he could be the number one wide receiver in the National Football League. The best guy. I mean, I know Tyreek Hill's going to have big numbers, and I know he's in Miami doing his thing.
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown's doing his thing in Philadelphia. But this young man, not the circus catch, but the things he was doing down the stretch to keep his team alive against the Bills is just unbelievable. He was out there doing crazy things.
That's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Well, given yes, by far. But given the moment, you got to put that in there too. They needed that play. The ball should have been intercepted.
For sure.
But he just... I thought it was a pick. And then when he came down with it, I was like, huh?
That's a magic.
Unbelievable.
Trick.
Hit it.
Number two.
You know, number two, yesterday's game, Green Bay Packers, I'm watching the game, and I'm looking at it, and Dak Prescott threw two interceptions. In the first interception, everybody, oh, Dak Prescott. It wasn't Dak's fault. It wasn't his fault. The tight end didn't, Schultz didn't run through the way he should have, and CeeDee Lamb didn't cross face. So Dak throws it where he thinks it's supposed to go, intercepted, brings out of the end zone. People blame Dak for that, not understanding. See, if Schultz goes over the top, instead he comes underneath, he's stacked with CD. Same thing here with CD Lamb on the second interception. CD Lamb goes behind the safety, Dak's expecting him to cross face like he's supposed to.
And it's a timing play, right?
It's a timing play. He throws the interception. Everybody blames Dak. They couldn't wait to jump on Dak Prescott. And I just thought, when I looked at that, as one of my observations.
Number three.
The San Francisco 49ers are number three, are the legit contenders in the NFC. They got many players back in Kittle along with Deebo Samuel. The secondary is holding up. And Jimmy Garoppolo is not turning the football over. This team is going to be in the mix down the stretch with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, the Minnesota Vikings are all fighting for that home field advantage playoff type atmosphere.
Number four.
Well, you might as well say it now. Number four, Buccaneers going to the Super Bowl. just when you count them out, Tom Brady, he goes overseas. Ah, well, he's losing weight according to Max.
He's putting it back on now.
He's going through some stuff. Well, he's starting to eat a little bit better. You can tell his stomach is good. He's not all frustrated about his personal life. Two wins in a row, one against the Rams on a comeback, and then obviously taking care of business against a really good Seattle Seahawks team. This is why I say the moment you count Tom Brady out, he'll be like the third seed or something like that.
I never counted him out this year.
And then they'll wind up getting home field playoff game.
It looked right, didn't it?
Philadelphia wind up losing at home, and then they'll have to go through Tampa Bay. He'll win and be in the Super Bowl.
You know how it is.
It happens.
Number five.
In number five, the New York football Giants. Your New York football Giants. They wouldn't be the Giants without that dude, number 26, in Saquon Barkley. I'm watching him yesterday, Max, and I'm like, damn. And they have a reservation on whether or not they want to pay a running back?
No, they're trying to pay him now.
Just give him the money. Yeah. As they would say, just give him the damn money and stop messing around with Saquon Barkley. Get it done.
What kind of money?
He got to be the highest paid running back in the league.
Ezekiel
though.
Elliott, like. Whatever it is,
he's got to be the highest paid dude in the league. If it's above Christian McCaffrey, so be it.
Yeah, the issue with running backs with a lot of mileage or injury or whatever by Saquon's age is it's not the per annum, it's the length of the deal. But, of course, the total is based on how many years you can prorate the bonus, right?
Whatever, however. Just give him his money.
You know, Jay, that's,
they wouldn't be in this position if it wasn't for him.
It's almost always a mistake to pay the running back if you look at the deals the top running backs have gotten. And yet, to me, there's a bigger issue there for the Giants, which is what kind of an organization do you want to be? It would be deflating to that organization if you don't pay the dude who has done all this for you. You've got to take care of your people.
But see, I disagree with you as far as that money go, Max, because the top running backs,
yep,
Ezekiel Elliott and Dallas Cowboys have been in a year in and year out.
Now, but not because of him.
He's been a huge part of their running game at first up until this year.
The thing about running backs is you're usually paying them for what they did. Like, Zeke was at his best before they paid him. Then they paid him. You didn't have to give him that money.
He's been good the last couple years. He's been good.
He's been fine.
Then you look at Alvin Kamara. They've been in the mix. Injuries caught up to the whole team.
Did they pay Kamara?
Yeah, Kamara got paid.
Yeah, okay. He got paid.
Then you look at Carolina. Carolina, when they paid Christian McCaffrey, when he was on the field, they were good. When he wasn't, now guess who's going to benefit from that? Under the same contract.
But, Key, McCaffrey was great. Then they paid him, and they weren't good anymore. Same thing with Zeke, same thing with Gurley.
He got hurt.
Yeah, that's what happens, though.
So, but who's going to benefit on that now?
The San Francisco 49ers, the same contract. Yeah, but it's still the next team.
Henry got paid.
Yep.
Tennessee wouldn't be in the same position that they in and year out. Going to the playoffs every single year is worth paying your running back.
But Henry didn't get paid as much as Alvin Kamara or CMC did.
Early on,
he's only getting 12 and a half a year.
Well, he redid his deal.
For a four-year deal.
He redid his deal. But
to me, there's a bigger argument, guys, which is you have to take care. If the Giants locker room sees that they're not taking care of Saquon Barkley, that's debilitating. You got to take care of your guys.
You got to.
Yeah. I did want to go back to the Bucs conversation
Jones got
for
paid.
One second.
Yeah, that's right.
So Tom looked okay, but their defense came to play, man. They forced a turnover. You know the last time the Bucs had forced a turnover?
76, 77, what year?
Week four. Week four, man. Yeah. Last time they forced a turnover, and they got the ground game going.
So when
you can run the ball with White, which they got him going with Fournette, that opens up things for Tom. Like, that's what it comes down to.
No doubt.
Well, I think Terrific Tom opened up things for the entire team by his attitude. Mm-hmm. He's not walking around sad and looking like this and head down. Everything is he's Tom Brady again.
There's so much.
So it affects the rest of the team.
Chris Godwin finally got a touchdown catch.
There's so much to say about the Bucs. Like, it was very obvious why Brady retired the first time. Family pressure. It was very obvious that that wasn't going to work because he still wanted to play football. It was obvious when he came back that there was a problem, you know, in his personal life. It was obvious that once he shone light on it and it became public, he was going to be able to start moving past it and likely get better as the season wore on. That happened. It was obvious that the destruction of the offensive line in the interior through injury and attrition and retirement was going to be a problem early.
Yep.
It was also likely that that would get better as the season wore on. Guys, Key, you think about the Niners and how everyone likes the Niners now. The Bucs are kind of the Niners, but with Brady instead of Garoppolo. They got a lot of, like, there's a reason to think they're going to get better and better as
the
season goes on.
And they also have a defense.
Right.
Winning word of the day, by the way. Winning word of the hour.
D-E-F-E-N-S-E 777-0-0-0.
There you go.
You text that this hour, you have a chance to win $2,500, no purchase necessary, ends December 7, 2022. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest.
Look at that money right there. Look at it.
Look at that.
It's just staring at me.
Jeez.
Want to grab it and run away with it.
I'm going to run right out of that room with that 10 G's.
Nobody's catching me on one leg. I'm out.
No. Jay'll boogie with that 10,000. Hey, guys, on the other side of that Bucs game, though, the Seattle Seahawks are key. Is it midnight and the Seahawks going to turn back into a pumpkin? Is this just that they're like a 9, 10, 11 win team? They're not a juggernaut? What is it with the Seahawks? What do you think happened?
I mean, they were in it up into the end. They're 6-4, right? They're still at the top of the leaderboard in their division. So I'm not overly worried about them. Do I think they're going to the Super Bowl? No. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team. But I think they're building onto something. They're a 10-win team. They'll make the playoffs, and they'll probably get bounced in the playoffs. That's what I think they are.
Do you think there's anything start? That's right. The Seattle's like they're 6-4-ish.
Look,
type
they're team. Young defense. Mm-hmm. They got young pieces all around them, and they're going to be better in the future. But these young pieces that they got are here to stay.
By the way, they rushed for 39 yards, and what we talk about the impactfulness of a guy like Kenneth Walker, right, and how he's been able to get things on the ground. It doesn't open up things for Geno Smith. So once again, it goes back to that defense. By Tampa Bay. That's why I'm giving that defense so much credit. Because we've been questioning the defense of Tampa Bay for the whole year.
Something I like to call
Geno played well, though.
I didn't say he did it. Yeah, I'm just saying
they
got nothing on the ground.
He played extremely well.
It was one-dimensional offense.
Jay, it's something I like to call the Max Kellerman formula. Throw the ball fewer than 30 times. Have to. It's keys to success.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fewer than 300
what did
yards.
Geno
50
throw
yards.
For, man?
No interceptions is the key.
273. Yeah,
he's three attempts too many.
Rick, there you go. And they barely lost. Rick in Dayton. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Which team had the biggest win of the weekend?
Man, it was the Colts, obviously. You know, I mean, I sat there and watched Bill Cowher go nuts about Jeff Saturday. And, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to be a coach. I want to ask Key and Jay Will a question. How much does coaching have to do with winning the games? I've been watching football a long time, and I'd say probably the players are the ones that have more control of the game than anybody else.
No, I would say coaching has a lot to do with it because you get put into positions where coaches make decisions to do something. If you watched the game yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers, they elected on fourth down to try and bamboozle on fourth and one. They've elected the Green Bay Packers to bamboozle the Dallas Cowboys, and they should have just turned around and handed the football to Dylan. They tried a pass play. It did not work, and Aaron Rodgers went nuts on the sideline and told the coach, we should have just ran the blank and dang on ball. Because the coach got cute. Oh, let's trick them. We're going to trick them now. They're going to think we're going to do this, and we're going to outsmart them. You don't need to, man.
Look at Dable's effect on the Giants.
Just turn around and hand the damn ball to the dude you rushed for 200 yards.
Schemes are very important. That plays a major part of it. But let's not be remiss to think that sometimes a new voice in the locker room that can find a different way of relating to players and what they're going through doesn't make a world of a difference. Like it, oh, it does. It felt like in Indianapolis, culture. A lot of times, it felt like Frank had lost the locker room. Mm-hmm. I've been saying it for a while. It's coming from places of players that you talk to about, man, sometimes they drown coaches' voices out.
Yeah, it's partly the personality of the coach and if they get buy-in. It's partly the kind of positions they put the players in. But coaching, I always thought of the coach as being the most essential element of a team. You get the right coach and you start from there, right? Bill Parcells, wherever he went, if you had Bill Parcells as your coach, start with nothing. No quarterback, nothing. You're going to have a competent football team and pretty quickly, right? There are coaches like that. Daboll with the Giants, basically this, a lot of the same players they had last year. Why are they 7-2? Mike McDaniel, you think anyone's going to do what they're doing in Miami? The way McDaniel's coaching down there? Is Josh Allen regressing? How concerned should we be about that? Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Drop that ball, Josh Allen!
That ball came loose!
We had opportunities to win the game, and we got to do a better job taking care of the football.
To the end zone. Yes! It is intercepted by Patrick Peterson! Yeah! And the Minnesota Vikings are 8-1!
Losing sucks. I got to be better. We got to be better.
Oh, that beat right there. That, you know what? That's the best beat of all time. That, and it's been repurposed a million times, straight out of Compton beat, is the best beat of all time. And if I'm wrong, tell me a better beat. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. That's my kind of beat, running Rebel beat. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Hey, Dan Orlovsky scheming on running out of the studio with our 10 Gs.
Is that your weekly paycheck, Key? If it's 10 Gs, it's probably like...
Is that your
first 2 hours of work this week?
That's what he gets per hour. They have to bring in a new suitcase. He wants the money in cash. Dan Orlovsky, that's part of our KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $10,000 a day every day on this show through December 7th. How about this, Dan? It's not just one guy wins 10 Gs. A new person every hour wins $2,500. Every hour of the show, five shows a week, 4 hours a day through December 7th.
Or if you know somebody, for instance, Dan, they can, same person can win every hour.
How do you win? How do you be a part of
this? Text 777-000, man.
Yeah, what do I do? You have to hear the winning word.
777-000.
You have to wait for the winning word.
Just qualified, though.
Which this hour is defense, D-E-F-E-N-S-E. You text it to 777-000, and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. Dan, we've been doing this.
Do we really need to spell out defense?
Well, yeah. We've been doing this for... three shows now. We're not even halfway through our third show. We've already, nine different people have won $2,500.
I just texted.
Yeah, that's right.
I just texted.
Yeah, get that bread though, Dan.
Yeah.
You
can afford to tie your tie with this $2,500.
I'll get there.
Well, I mean, yeah, you'll get there at some point in time, just like the Packers offense got there. See what I did?
I see that. Hey, are you concerned? Are you concerned with the number of times? Dan, Josh Allen's got the ball. It's about to be game over. The Bills are about to win that crazy game. It was a greatest game. Right?
Awesome game.
And then he throws a pick to end the game? What's going on with Josh Allen turning the ball over all of a sudden?
Yeah, so Josh's greatest attribute is also his greatest flaw. His incredible competitiveness and his I-can-make-any-throw type of arm talent, which allows him to be one of the best players in the league, has gotten him into trouble a little bit. Here's a shocking number. Since the start of the 2021 season, Josh Allen's thrown more interceptions than anybody in the NFL. Okay?
You don't think of him that way.
Correct.
He's a pick machine.
And I love him. That interception is literally the same play that the Jets had against them last week where he forced it and it was almost intercepted by, who's the safety for the Jets? I can't think of his name. Whitehead. It was almost picked off
by
him.
So is he like, you know how, I look
at
him.
He doesn't like checkdowns.
I look at Mahomes and I think he's Brett Favre, take away the interception.
Josh Allen right
now. So Josh Allen is Brett Favre, basically.
No, Josh Allen is Patrick Mahomes of last year. This is what was happening a little bit with Patrick off the back end of 2020 and certainly in 2021. It's not that, it's just they get into these moments where checkdowns aren't what they want to be a part of. And I can make any throw. And it's what allows them to be great in many ways. But it's in those situational football moments near the end of games. I don't think this is a black and white thing. I really don't. I don't think this is an easy thing to sit there and go like, do this and don't do that. Because you want him to feel like I'm the baddest dude on the field. I can make any throw. Here we go. Like, jump on my back. But in these end of game moments, you want him to be, you're like, it's Can you reel that in just 5% so he doesn't become overly aggressive?
Can you take us through that possession where Josh Allen fumbles the ball on the goal line where Minnesota scores?
Yeah.
Like
so
what actually happened there?
Yeah. I mean, one, how many teams, and I've had this conversation with college coaches a lot, quarterbacks don't spend a lot of time taking snaps under center anymore. They just don't because it's not a big part. It's certainly not a big part of their offense. So a couple things. You're so far backed up. A big thing is just securing that snap. Like, it's securing that snap. And the challenge is for centers. That center has got to snap the ball to a certain spot while he's got 320 pounds getting slammed on his shoulders either side. So that ball is naturally going to move. We call it a ride, Jay. You got to ride with your hands where that center's going. So when you put your hands underneath, you give them a little pressure, right? That sounds weird to people, certainly where the location
is. It's called a little flutter. Yeah. You know, you're
but that's flutter. Where he needs a spot to know, like, oh, that's the spot I'm hitting, right? That's where I feel like that.
Come here, Jay. Again, this whole conversation.
Come here, let me show you, Jay.
No, but that's a real thing. That's a real thing, dude. That's
Can you
real
stop?
Thing.
Go ahead, Dan.
That's like, because, again, you don't take all these reps, so you got to give them a little pressure and be like, that's the spot. And as that center moves, you got to ride your hands with them to make sure that that spot stays the same. And also a big thing, Jake, think like an alligator mouth almost. So often quarterbacks' hands separate. And you really want to keep almost like the base of your hands together and squeeze them together to keep that spot for the ball to hit. You can see on that Josh's hands just separate a little bit. And there's a lot of moving parts to it, man.
I think what I would have done in that situation – I probably would have turned around and threw the ball out the back of the end zone and took the two, gave them the two, and then punted deep and forced them to go down the field and get in the field goal range to try to win the game instead of trying on the inch line to push it out.
Yeah, if I was on that broadcast, I would have eviscerated you to doing that.
But why?
First of all, I'm going to give you 2 points. And how much time was left? About 45 seconds?
It was probably – but they didn't have any timeouts, right?
I don't care. And I'm not punting the ball from where I kick off, right? Like, when you're kicking that safety ball, aren't you kicking it off from a little bit of a –
a little bit,
but you're
little gonna, bit less.
You're going to give Minnesota the chance to get the ball. Let's call it on the 30-yard line. They got to get 30 to 40 yards with Justin Jefferson.
I don't think they would have got it.
25-yard line? Right? Off of a safety punt kick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? 25
yeah.
yards. So they got to get 30 yards? The way Justin Jefferson had been playing? Heck no. Then you also have the chance to lose the game. You mean to say to me that it's more likely that you are going to fumble a snap or get a safety because you're getting pushed back on a quarterback sneak as with the guy who's 250 pounds over...
No, but I've seen... What was 40 seconds ago?
I've seen it where, like, If I am up by 8 or something like that, and the only way I lose is if they score and get a 2-point conversion, and there's like 5 seconds on the clock or 10 seconds on the clock, then I see that. But with as much time was left on the clock and the way that Justin was playing, there's no way that I would do that.
Maybe
I got to
right.
execute
I just,
a snap.
Maybe you're right about that. I just when I was looking at it, I said, why wouldn't they just pick it up, turn around, and just
Key? If there's
run
less time
throw,
on the clock, I don't think it's a dumb thought. I don't. I think there's too much time in the clock for that situation.
So what about what Mike McCarthy did last night?
Go for it?
Go for it.
100% the right call.
Go for it rather than kick the 53-yard field goal.
Yeah.
100% right call as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you go for it. They had gone for it on fourth down 4 times that game. Now, granted, it was 4th-and-1, 4th-or-2. I totally agree with that play call. If you kick the field goal and miss it – well, then, great, short field for Green Bay. And at that moment, you're thinking, with my players, my quarterback, we're going to go make a play. Green Bay's defense had played okay in that game. Obviously got those 2 takeaways. But I think that's totally the right call to go
for. Yeah, see,
it.
And they wouldn't even been in that
53
position.
53 in Green Bay, like, that's tough, man.
If CeeDee Lamb sets up the slant the right way instead of all this pitter-patting, and he just steps on the toes and run it, and cross face on third down.
I'm going to say 2 things. And
come on, man.
I'm going to say 2 things about Dallas's offense. Their spacing last night stunk, and I think part of it was because of CD.
Yeah.
I think he's crazy talented, but sometimes the looseness of his routes gets me a little – like, there's nothing there, see, right? Like, there's no widen right there.
You got to widen that dude and then step on his toes and make him think you're doing something different.
Yeah, and go strong to the ball. That's a nice pass off by Green Bay.
You got to go strong to the football.
Can I say this, though? And I get hated on a lot for this, though, Jay. When's the quarterback going to be great?
I've been dying to ask the question, and I was going to say, excuse my ignorance, what's the difference between Cooper Kupp and Dak Prescott?
Cooper Kupp. Well, one plays Rush. Cooper receiver.
Rush. Well, Cooper, all right, sorry, I got a name wrong, but it, honestly, it makes you feel that way. What's
the difference? There's a difference. I don't want to, like, Dak is a more talented player.
Agreed, I hear you.
Who are the great quarterbacks in the NFL since Dak has been in the league?
So Dak Patrick, I thought Dak played
Brady,
well last night.
Rodgers.
Thought he played well last night.
That them second two, interception?
Two, no,
the, no it, that second one's on him. No.
He got a cross face, Dan. He got a cross face.
He's got a cross face, but here's the, so it's a middle read, right? So
yes,
you
know this is closed.
But no, it's open.
No, it was closed.
No, so this one, that's the tight end.
That's
Schultz. Not on Dak.
Yeah, Schultz.
The second one.
Where's the second
so
one?
So the second one is Tampa 2, Key, right?
That's the first one.
The second one is Tampa 2, but instead of the guy starting low, the middle run through, this one right here. See how he starts high, Key?
How's that two?
There's two safeties, Key. So instead of starting Tampa 2 and the middle linebacker starting low and running high, they had a safety start high and hang dropping down low. Two safeties went back. So I sit there and say, well, it's a middle field open, so he should be running that in-route bender.
Yes.
But Dak shouldn't throw that ball with that guy starting high and dropping low. Not on third down. Like, that's too – because here's the thing. They run it again later on versus single – like, I think CD is seeing it as single high because how that safety started high and dropped down. You know what I'm saying? I point that one out to Dak and go, that throw can't be forced into that situation.
Yeah. That's good analysis. By the way, Dak Prescott remains a good – lower tier top 10 type quarterback.
Let me hit you with one more thing because I know you guys got to go. The quarterbacks.
Hey, man, we got bills to pay now.
Hold on. The quarterbacks that have been the really good guys in the league since Dak has come into the league are like Patrick, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, and I forget one other guy.
Dak Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't think he's in this conversation that I'm talking about. Dak is 1-9 versus those guys. 1-9.
Right.
And that one win. 2016 is rookie year.
Yeah.
Like at some point.
Yeah, yeah. If he's top 10, he's the 10th best guy in the league, which is a good thing, but not a great thing.
At some point, he's got to beat a dude.
Well, at that point, may never.
Your Twitter's going to blow up.
That is Dan Orlovsky, the dude. We want you to weigh
Twitter
in.
Twitter still works.
888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776. Which team had the biggest win on Sunday? Did the Packers save their season?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
A lot of things that we turned around today. Just coincidence that Dallas was in town.
Rodgers throws it. He's got it, man! Touchdown! And the Packers are an extra point away from getting this thing tied.
Go for it on fourth down, and they get a good rush.
He tries to throw left side through the hands of Pollard. It's incomplete. It is Green Bay football.
Crosby for the win. Kick is up, and it is good!
John Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN. You were presented by Progressive Insurance. What team had the biggest win on Sunday? Was it the Packers? Snapping a five-game losing streak. With the Cowboys coming to town, Mike McCarthy's homecoming, they were supposed to get smoked, the Packers. Didn't turn out that way. What do you think, Aaron Rodgers?
We were obviously on a really rough stretch, five in a row. We hadn't scored 30 points in a long time, seems like. So a lot of, you know, Christian hadn't had a receiving touchdown. There were a lot of things that we turned around today. Just coincidence that Dallas was in town. Although myself and the other Aaron on the team have had pretty good performances over the years against Dallas.
Did the Packers just save their season?
You know, my nerves, man.
Why?
Did the Packers just... Who gets on your nerves?
Aaron Rodgers, man.
What is it about him?
Because
you're not alone.
Because he be saying stuff sometimes. You're like, come on, man, that ain't even necessary.
Like about Christian Watson?
Well, no, just how he's...
his demeanor sometimes.
Yeah, his demeanor.
Yeah. He went to the desert and he ate some mushrooms and now he's a philosopher king, right? Whatever it was.
I don't know what he ate, but...
But yeah. He had to, what's it called? Ayahuasca, what?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca, what is that? What is ayahuasca in its form? What did he do?
I'm not a scientist.
Me neither. I'm not a philosopher king either.
It takes you to a different place.
Apparently.
Yes.
And now he has insights that us mere mortals, we don't have that. We have
no,
to go
he's just
on a
talking about
spiritual
how him
journey
and Aaron Jones have had great games against the Cowboys in
lying.
The past.
He's not lying.
No, he's not, but it's just like, okay.
They don't really lose to the boys, man.
You know.
They don't listen to the boys.
I got to tell you, I think he saved the season. And the difference, like Tom Brady, you could see NFC South is weak. Even if they would have lost, they'd be in a tie for first. Goes out and gets the win, and they're looking better and better. But the Packers had lost five straight. The Vikings have one loss on the season. They just won the thriller against the Bills. Like, you know, if they lose that game, season's over. The season's still alive.
Oh,
nowadays.
Yeah. They can backdoor in that 6-7 seed and be fine.
So they did save the season.
Yeah, they can be fine. 6-7, making the playoffs. I said it before. Winning the division for them and trying to get home field advantage probably is not in their best interest.
Am I right in saying African? That's what it says on my screen. In Florida, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Dope name.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Appreciate you guys taking my call. And I'm honored to be in a conversation with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max.
Yes, what's up, baby? Yes.
Continue. Well, me personally, I think the biggest winner on Sunday was the Dallas Cowboys because it shows that we still have the talent, but we're lacking at the head spot, which is the head coach. Mm. So I'm still waiting for Sean Payton to sign that contract next year.
Mm. Hey, yo! I don't know. What's wrong with Mike McCarthy? What did he do that? What did he
you
do?
You tell me, Key. What's wrong with Mike McCarthy?
I don't think he did anything wrong in the game.
I'm not saying he did anything wrong. I'm asking you, what's wrong with Mike McCarthy?
It's always going to come down to end-of-game decisions, man. People are always going to question that. It's a theme that's been following this team.
But I don't think I don't blame him for that in-game decision.
Yeah, I don't either.
And yet I'm not surprised he got popped in his return to Green Bay. Like, he's that type dude. He's going to come back flying high, and somehow they're going to get popped at Green Bay.
Just want you to know, Jimmy G threw the ball 8 more times than Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers threw the ball 20 times.
Yep.
Stay right there. That's all you need to do.
20 times they beat them up on the ground.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they got to run the football. They got to do a better job at run fits on defense and fix it. But I wouldn't – Mike McCarthy, I wouldn't put this loss on him.
I wouldn't either. Calvin – well, maybe, but not because of that decision. Calvin in Philadelphia, who had the biggest win over the weekend?
Indianapolis Colts had the best win this weekend, but the Vikings was the close second. That's going to have some big playoff implications.
Yeah, the Colts had a big win. I hard to argue against the Vikings because of the nature of that game, too.
They're sitting at 2 in the NFC, huh? Behind behind
Eagles.
Eagles, but the Eagles beat them head-to-head, so the Eagles will have to lose twice because of the head-to-head.
For the Vikings to get the bye.
For the Vikings to get the bye.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, there are some good choices.
Colts, it's just funny because Jeff Saturday was coming off of KJM, hanging out with us.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Las Vegas and beats the Raiders.
Not
even that. October 30th, from Jeff Saturday's own Twitter page, Raiders look horrible. He stated it's October 30th. I just said the date of this year. Raiders look horrible.
Right, but that's just to be clear. That's before he got the job.
Yeah, before he got the job.
Before he got the job. Let's not make it. I'm just saying for people out there going, "Oh my God, he said that going into the Raiders game." No, it's before he got the job when he was with us. Yep.
But Jay fouled it though.
I mean, it says. I mean, everybody's talking about it. Raiders look horrible.
Yeah, they do.
And then he popped them in his first game ever coaching.
Raiders look so bad that the quarterback's crying at the postgame presser. I mean, that's bad. All right. Which team had the biggest win on Sunday? And Saquon's still looking for the bag from the Giants. We're going to get into that next, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.